yesterday was supposed to be a big day. Well, it was a big day for former Detroit Police Chief James Craig. He visited Belle Isle to make his formal announcement that he was going to run for Michigan governor. But there were protesters there, ill-guided, I guess, one way to put it. Protesters who didn't think that people like the chief have a right to speak. Only they have a right to speak and say what they want to say. And by the way, I would be against these morons if they did it to Governor Gretchen Whitmer or any other candidate, if they did not allow people who want to serve us to speak. That is their right in America, but not in the America that these groups want America to be. But anyway, James Craig was forced to leave the island. He spoke 10 words. And Lloyd Jackson, our WJR senior news analyst who has been following the chief around in the chief's story, is here to give us the rest of the story, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. And yes, he did speak 10 words. He said, "I've got one thing to say. I'm running for governor." That is all he could say because he was nearly drowned out by the chants. And then he left with his supporters afterwards. He was at the podium, maybe about 40 seconds or so. And the demonstrators who interrupted the event yesterday chanted that the former chief is full of hate. The chief said they were paid protesters who never should have been allowed to heckle his rally. He accused the Michigan Department of Natural Resources of failing to take steps to protect him in his campaign from the demonstrators on Belle Isle, knowing, he said, this group had the potential to become violent. Now, the former chief was on Tucker Carlson last night, and he said it was Governor Gretchen Whitmer who needed to be held accountable for what occurred during his announcement. He said she oversees the state police and the Department of Natural Resources that covers the island, and he knows that this was not accidental. DNR spokesman Ed Golder said Craig's campaign did not request a security plan for the event and affirmed that its leaders understood that crowd control would be the responsibility of the campaign. Whitmer spokesman Bob Letty described Craig's claims as baseless and said the DNR even proactively contacted Craig's campaign to ensure that they had a proper permit and law enforcement was immediately dispatched when a problem arose. Now, he ended up moving his announcement, Paul W., to another location, a building on the waterfront called the Icon. It's over at 200 Walker. Not only did the guards check IDs before cars were allowed admission, supporters and the media were escorted up to the 8th floor balcony in small groups. Now, political consultants are saying, listen, Craig's campaign made a strategic error about where it launched the GOP campaign in a Democratic stronghold that has support for Governor Whitmer. And Belle Isle was just a too open space. It was just too open. And it should have been if you're going to do it here in Detroit, it should be in a more controlled area.
Jeez. Okay, that's fine. I had no idea we had regions where we had the freedom of speech in a First Amendment right to speak. I had no idea. These were the governor's people that said this? That was stupid. They shouldn't have been involved in saying anything.
Political consultant said that.
Ah, a political consultant.
Yes, political consultant said that he should have been in another place.
All right, well.
Other than Belle Isle.
I do see the chief's disappointment with the DNR because they run Belle Isle. It's a state park. And as Ann mentioned earlier when we were talking about this, the Michigan State Police are supposed to be there, too.
Yeah.
And
well,
it's one thing to be standing in front of a stage where somebody is speaking or, in this case, trying to speak. That's one thing. Okay, this is America. You can protest. But they climbed up on the stage. They're within punching distance of the chief.
Yeah, they were pretty close.
Yeah, and that's unacceptable. Would anyone be able to get that close to the governor or any other person that's there to speak, has a permit, has a right to be there, has the First Amendment right to speak and be heard, that they would be able to get that close? I hope not. I don't know. Who knows anymore? We'll either speak to the former police chief at 8:19, or we'll play we'll do the second best thing. We'll play the Tucker interview from last night. We'll do that at 8:19 if we don't get the chief. Maybe the chief would just as soon we play the Tucker piece. I hope not. We do need to catch up with him and get mm-hmm. some of his thoughts here. But I'll say this in closing. I think those protesters, unbeknownst to them, did a big favor to the campaign for Chief James Craig. He's getting a lot more attention.
I said
today.
That, Paul W. I said that. I said, you know, he was on TV all yesterday. He was in the papers. He's everywhere. He's publicity. You can't buy it.
Nope. You couldn't have planned it. You couldn't have bought it. And he wouldn't have had it, this much of it, without these people doing what they did. So there you have it. The rest of the story. WJR's senior news analyst, Lloyd Jackson. Good job, by the way, with GM yesterday, as we continue on WJR.